This is the Seabed Daily Text, the second half challenge, the wake-up call. Ephesians 5, 8 to 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Consider this. If you've been around Seedbed for any length of time, you have heard this exchange. We open every meeting we have with this text. We begin every band meeting we have with these words. Every Zoom call, every meeting of our board of directors, every weekly prayer meeting, every New Room conference or gathering of any sort always begins with Ephesians 5:14. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. My favorite part of verse 14 is this bit. That is why it is said. This was a thing. That's why we say it now, because they said it then. This is not an invitation to the unbelieving world to become a believer. No, this is a calling to the church, i.e. you and me, to wake up. It is a wake-up call. We have noted in this series several clues as to what discipleship was like in the early days. In the prior chapter, Paul put it this way, "That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." They weren't passing out tickets to heaven when you die in those days. They were jumping straight away into the second half of the gospel. We have simply not been taught in Him with respect to, quote, our former way of life, unquote, or our, quote, old self, or our, quote, new self, or what it means, quote, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. We have been taught to believe and behave. We're learning now to behold and become. The prevailing culture around these early churches was overwhelming. In numbers, there were maybe 100 in the midst of tens of thousands. And these believers had come out of that culture of darkness. This is first generation church. It is no wonder they were prone to drift back into sleep, to become stuck again in the gravity of darkness and death that had held them so tightly. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." How much more do we need this wake-up call every single day? Even multiple times a day. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the ascended Lord of heaven and earth at the right hand of the Father, is shining. The word there, epiphao, phonetically pronounced, is connected to the word epiphany. It means to reveal great and unsearchable things which you did not know. It makes me think of our text from 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. This is the stuff eyes cannot see and ears cannot hear. Human minds cannot even conceive of it. This is the stuff of revelation. Second half of the gospel discipleship is new creation transformation. It requires much richer and more multidimensional approaches to the Word and Spirit, to the church and kingdom, than we have fathomed before. Though the daily text is just scratching the surface of it, I think this is what draws you here. Though many of us have been faithful Christians for many years, we feel as though we are beginning to be grasped by that which we have for so long reached toward. The prayer, Jesus, I belong to you. You are my Lord and my God. I receive your life in exchange for my life, all of it, right now. I no longer live. You live in me. I have been crucified with you. I have been raised with you. The old has gone. The new is come. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead me into the supernatural human way of Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. I'll ask you again on this last day of our series, what is stirring in you? After 30 days of the series on the second half of the gospel, what are your questions? What has your attention? And how is this shaping your intention? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.